This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Hey, good morning. I'm so happy that you woke up in time to tune us in, and I think we're going to have a really wonderful show. I'm very excited about the author that will be with us coming up here shortly. First, I have an announcement. Last week when we talked about the EasyLift device and I was announcing the party and we had the chiropractor on and we had Lori on and we were having so much fun, I didn't really do a good a job, I think, as I needed to do for announcing a couple of the details. So I asked the sponsor if they would extend the offer another week so that maybe you could buy yourself a Mother's Day present if you want one of these wonderful EasyLift microcurrent devices. The code, if you go online, and excuse me, you can go, either go, the best way is just to go to RadioMarty.com, go to the sponsor page and click on the EasyLift link. You can order online, and the code is HBN, which stands for Healthy by Nature, HBN Show. And the offer, I also didn't really make enough of a point of the fact that this brush attachment that I like so much has a value of $150. That's what they usually charge for it, so that you were going to get one of those free with a device I thought was terrific. So, again, you can go to the RadioMarty.com website, sponsor page, click on the EasyLift link, learn more about it. You can order there, or you can call 855-282-9942, 855-282-9942. Well, you know, we have all of these, this is national this month or that month. May is really heavy duty. It's really kind of shocking. We have asthma and allergy awareness month, better sleep month, vision, hepatitis, Huntington's disease, lupus, arthritis, high blood pressure, mental health, osteoporosis, stroke, tuberous sclerosis, and then there are the weeks, which I won't go through all of those. There are the weeks and there's the days, celebrating all these different that needs to be aware of various diseases. Unfortunately, in most of these cases, the usual conventional mainstream approach is only to control the symptoms, not to get to the root of the problem. And as we know, all of those medications come with consequences that aren't always the ones we want. So today we're going to look at an approach that might just improve every one of those and more. So don't go away. We'll be right back with author Tanya Amon.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. My guest, I'm pleased to say, is Tana Amon. She's a nurse, a health and fitness expert, nationally renowned speaker. She's the author of 4 highly successful books, including 3 brain-healthy cookbooks, which will come in handy when we start talking about our topic today. She's also the nutrition consultant and coach for the Daniel Plan. You may have heard about it even on this station. Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church lost a lot of weight. His congregation lost something like 250,000 pounds collectively. Well, it's a big church, but they must have been big people too. And she works alongside her husband, who you may also be aware of because he's a New York Times bestselling author, physician Daniel Amon, a medical doctor, and they work together at the Amon Clinics. Good morning. So happy to have you with us,
Tana.
Good
morning, and thank you. That was quite the introduction.
Oh, well,
appreciate that.
I have to shorten these, or we wouldn't have any time left for the topic.
I know.
I think people know that someone like you has done a whole lot of things, and mainly they know that if I've invited you on, I have respect. So that,
well, thank you.
That's,
I appreciate that.
A good thing. Well, as beautiful and as healthy looking as you are now, nobody would look at you and say, well, there's somebody who had serious illness in their past. Why don't we start there?
You know, it's really funny. You mentioned the Daniel Plan. It's there that I started telling my story. I used to think that to be this great messenger of health, you had to have this perfect message. Or to have the perfect message, you had to be the great messenger, and the perfect messenger. And so when I'm one of the coaches of the Daniel Plan, and there was 15,000 people that we had signed up. And I was delivering, you know, these messages, and I used to have so much fun. I loved it. I was one of the coaches, and I would go give presentations and teach them how to do this. And these people weren't well. And many of them were not just overweight. They weren't there just to lose weight, but they were sick. And they were on many medications, and they started giving me a lot of pushback. And they looked at me and said, "How
easy
would
for
you
to
know?
Say. Yeah.
Right?
Easy
how
for
would
you?
You
say.
Right? Look at you. You're fit, and you are healthy, and you have no idea what I'm going through. And you know, I almost started crying. And it was, I thought, that's weird. I'm not that emotional of a person. Like, why is this affecting me so strongly? And then I realized, no, this really touches a deep chord in me because the reason I even came up with this program, what a lot of people don't know, was to heal myself, and it was out of desperation. And so I started sharing my own story, and then I really connected with them, and that's when I really started getting great results with my clients.
And what was bothering you that led you in this direction?
Well, from the time I was about 4 years old, I was very sick. I mean, probably younger, but that's when I remember. I started getting upper and lower GIs at about 4 years old for severe digestive issues. I was on chronic antibiotics. I had an autoimmune disorder, tonsils removed. I started surgeries even very young. And then at 23, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, which is, you know, supposed to be one of the safer cancers, but mine came back 3 times, which is not supposed to happen. I had multiple surgeries and radiation treatments, and, you know, then it continued. I could give you a laundry list of other things. But the point was, I felt like my body was betraying me, and it didn't make sense to me. And I was eating, you know, at one point I'm like, okay, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to eat according to the food pyramid. So I was trying everything I could, and that I knew, because that's what was out mm-hmm. there. And I was working out like a crazy person. I was working out 2.5 hours a day. So I was thin. And I'm thinking I should be able to eat whatever I want as long as I fit into this food pyramid. And it just didn't make sense why I kept getting sicker and sicker. And so then I thought it was my genetics. So my genes say that I should be, you know, on both sides of my family. They've got diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and dementia. So I got really depressed. I mean, I seriously went into a deep depression, and I thought, okay, there's nothing I can do. And
I'm doomed.
I thought my genes were an evil monarchy. So that's when I really started doing a lot of research to figure out what the problem was. And I realized I wanted to know what the connection was between what lifestyle, mostly food, but a lot of lifestyle, exercise, supplements, sleep, and exercise. What control do we have? And it turns out we have a lot of control.
Now, if there was a pharmaceutical that could substantially reduce or eliminate even obesity, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, brain fog, autoimmune, and so on, they could charge whatever they wanted to, and it would still be the best-selling drug.
Oh, absolutely.
But you've shown, and I've seen it innumerable times myself, that changing the diet can do all of those things.
Well, and the fun part for me is that when my clients start, you know, for the first week, they look at me like deer in the headlights, because it's not hard, but it's a huge paradigm shift. From what we've been taught as kids, you know, follow the food pyramid, eat 6 to 8 servings of grains. It's like, okay, so we're eating all this bread and things and sugar, pasta, things that quickly turn to sugar, and so we're getting inflamed. And so, you know, the food pyramid's driven by the food industry. Big food, big pharma, you know, and big government basically drives the food industry.
And medicine, as we know it. So.
Right, the big pharma. That's what I mean, mm-hmm. big pharmacy. Drive the food industry. And so it's not health that drives the food industry by any stretch of the imagination. Not what's good for the consumer. It's good for, you know, it's what's good for everybody else, those companies. And so when they first look at me, they're like, but we've been told this our whole lives. But when they switch, when they make that switch, the benefits they get when they come back in the next couple of weeks, they're stunned. That's why I say give me 2 weeks and I'll change your life forever. It's not because it's a 2-week program. It's because in those first 2 weeks, the benefits they get are so dramatic that I know they're not going back. So, you know, it's 3 2-week phases, this program. But if I walk in and tell someone, I am going to, you know, change your life forever, this is what we're going to do, they would be freaked out and they would walk away. But by telling them, look, it's 3 2-week phases. If you don't like it after 2 weeks, just give me 2 weeks. If you don't like it, you can go back to feeling tired, miserable, you know, having gas, having IBS, having migraines. It's okay with me. If you give it 2 weeks and you decide you don't like it, you can go back to having all those symptoms and we'll call it a day. Of course, they laugh and they just say, you know, of course not. But when they commit to it, the benefits are incredible. And so it's funny to me that everyone focuses on the weight loss of my program because they're getting dramatic weight loss. That's not ever what I focus on. It's always, always the weight loss is the stunning side effect.
It always makes so much more sense to start with, let's get healthy, and then, guess what? Weight takes care of itself.
Absolutely. It's the stunning side effect. And it's just stunning to me that we as a society have not figured that out. We're always trying to get in a bathing suit instead of trying to get healthy.
Well, it's a carryover really from the whole paradigm of how we view conventional medical treatment, which, as you point out, is that consortium of companies and government also control the whole practice of medicine and medical education and so on. But it's chasing a symptom with a specific drug, and the fact that Alzheimer's disease is not responding to drugs and they keep trying them and taking them off the market, it may open up an opportunity to start looking at some more fundamental causes like what you're talking about. If we're doing something that's causing inflammation over the whole body, then any symptom is possible.
Absolutely. And you know, I think the part that people really are the most surprised about this program, they've been dieting for so long that they've been told that, you know, you have to restrict calories to really lose a lot of weight or to even get well. I mean, to feel anything, to feel any different. And it's not true. Abundant health, I mean, you know, great health is about abundance, not deprivation. You should be able to eat double the calories if you're eating the right things than if you are eating garbage. So if you're eating things that are hurting you, you can't eat nearly as much and your body won't tolerate it. If you're eating really, truly delicious, nutritious, wholesome food, you can eat a whole lot more.
It'd be like if we were coming up on a break here, it would be like if you were filling your gas tank with half gasoline and half water or something like that. You're not going to be able to get where you need to go.
Right.
Because it's not having the fuel. And the engine's not going to run right. It's going to chug along. And when we come back after this break, we're going to be talking about cancer. We're going to be talking about aches and pains, getting up in the morning and not wanting to, feeling bad, depressed. All of those things are wrapped up in one big ball of what can we do that we have control of, and it's a lot, to change these things. And we'll be looking at more about this book. It's a great book. I'm quite impressed. It's called The Omni Diet. Lose up to 12 pounds in 2 weeks and a lot more. We'll be right back with Tana Amon.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amount of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. Ohira's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. Ohira's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference.
Dr. Ohira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that dozens of common health complaints are due to yeasts? Of course, there are toenail fungus, but the list also includes aggravations like sinus congestion, skin rashes, and sugar cravings. Overgrowth of yeast can also lead to blue moods, brain fog, joint stiffness, food sensitivities, PMS, digestive trouble, and more serious problems. Yeasts often get out of hand because of antibiotics, even those in foods, eating too many sweets, high stress, and even chlorine in the water. Is yeast a problem for you? Take the quiz under the digestion section on RadioMarty.com. Fortunately, there is natural help. First, stop feeding yeasts the sweets and starches they love and crowd them out with probiotics. Oregano oil helps kill yeast and it has many other benefits. HealthWorkSmart.com sells the purest and most potent oregano products and a great combination remedy called Yeast Manager. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or 877-673-2536.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie cutter treatments. He really listens to you and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Omni Diet by Tana Amon. It has a nice recommendation from Dr. Oz. And I wanted to just go to this one article, one of the back pages in the paper. I saw this thing. This 90-year-old man in Florida, he fell at the grocery store, broke his wrist and his hip. And for some reason, the store didn't call 911. They helped him get to his car. And so he got home and couldn't get out of the car. And he was trapped there for 3 days before he attracted somebody's attention. And here this is kind of the what? He existed on what he had brought home from the grocery store, ice cream cones, Fig Newtons, and pound cake. And Tana, is it possible that his weak bones that broke so easily at the grocery store might have something to do with his eating that way?
Well, sure. And actually, this is very interesting. I am, by training, I'm a trauma intensive care nurse. So I worked in a level A trauma unit. And I used to notice, you know, these elderly people that would come in their 80s, 90s, even up to 100 years old. I worked at Loma Linda, which is one of the blue zones. And where people live to be very old. But when they would come in, what we noticed is, and we would talk about it, a lot of these older people would, they weren't dying of their disease processes, they were dying of frailty, okay, because, and that was very odd to me. It's like they're not able to recover. So what we noticed, you know, something called sarcopenia. So sarcopenia is a big word that basically means poverty of the flesh is what it really means, the true meaning. And what happens is in your 30s and 40s, you begin this rapid decline of muscle. And you need muscle on your body, okay, because what happens is you can't recover from things as you get older if you don't have this muscle. In fact, they did this really interesting study. It just came out recently. And I think I believe I quote it in my book. And what happens is, people who go into the intensive care unit, let's say you go into a burn unit or an intensive care unit, your energy needs go up four times, meaning that you need four times more protein than normal when you're in those types of circumstances, if you have a high fever or anything like that. Well, we're not able to feed you that. You can't normally even eat very much. And so what happens is the only reserve you have, because you can't store protein when you eat it, the only reserve you have is muscle for protein. So if you're not putting muscle on your body, then you have no protein reserve for when you get into any kind of an accident or, let's say, a situation like what that man was in. So it's twofold. Number one, you want to exercise, not over-exercise. You want to exercise smarter, not harder. It's critical, especially as you get older, for things like osteoporosis, because he fell and he broke something. So you want to prevent that happening. That's the first thing that I heard, was if you were exercising, weight-bearing exercise helps prevent osteoporosis. You know, it makes your bones stronger. The second thing is he would have had the muscle, so he would have been able to catch himself and not hurt himself, and he would have recovered more easily. And the third, because of the breathing and all of those things. And the third thing is obviously the diet, because he's getting a lot of sugar, which sugar is leaching calcium from his bones.
And he probably stays indoors, so he's he's African American, so he's not getting enough vitamin D, which has to do with both the muscle strength and the bone strength. And it's a whole picture, and it's what you're talking
about.
Right,
it's a whole lifestyle thing. And you just mentioned something very interesting, because if your vitamin D is low, several things happen. You're more at risk for diabetes, you are not going to absorb the calcium, you can take all the calcium you want, you're not going to absorb it, and we can't help you lose weight. So there's nothing we can do for you. As far as helping your overall picture, we've got to get your vitamin D up.
Well, I want to talk about the way that you suggest people eat. I hate to call it a diet because people think of that as something you do from now until the bathing suit fits and then you go back to what you were doing before, and we don't. We want to change to a lifestyle that's going to sustain health through the rest of our life. But understand that, what Tana just said is true, that we have to, we really must exercise, we must sleep, we must get some sunshine, or at the very least supplement the vitamin D. But we're not going to be better than the foods that we eat. And you talk about a ratio of foods. We've gone through a period where, boy, just, you know, the more carbs, the better, and the food pyramid that we could spend the whole show talking about, that was not built by scientists. It was built by lobbyists and all of the reasons why that was a bad thing. But then the anti-view of that was the Atkins diet, which if you read past the first chapter, actually there were a lot of vegetables and things added, but it just totally went the other way on carbohydrates. People won't stay on either plan very long, Atkins, because it, in the stricter phases, it's just too hard and they end up not feeling very good, although they get a lot of health gains. And at the other extreme, because they're going to be sick and they'll have to do something. So tell us, what's the ratio that you recommend? And on the book cover, it says 70% plant, 30% protein. Doesn't say really anything about fat, but I know you're not anti-fat. So just kind of give us a basis to start from.
Okay, so the 70% plant, 30% protein, immediately people think that it's low fat. Just for the record, it's not. If you think nuts, seeds, avocado, and salmon, you immediately know it's not low fat. So I don't believe in low fat diets at all. I think it's one of the worst things that ever happened to our society. So 70% plants, plant-based foods, 30% protein. Now, I call it a bipartisan plan because I've done those extremes. They're not only very hard to follow. Now, I think a lot of those extreme programs, like the high protein and the extreme plant-based programs, they obviously have a lot to offer as far as health. You know, science shows that, you know, the high protein programs, there's nothing better for helping people to rip through fat, and it has many other benefits. And as far as the, you know, the extreme plant-based programs, we know, you know, that they are the key to preventing and reversing a lot of chronic illnesses like diabetes, heart disease, and autoimmune disorders, because you're getting all the phytonutrients and micronutrients and antioxidants and all that good stuff. So you don't, you know, my thought is, why are we leaving any of this out? So, because it's too hard to follow either of those extremes for very long, and so that's where we get this idea of dieting. People will do it for a short time, try and get the benefits they want, and then they go back to eating whatever they were eating because it's just too hard. So this bipartisan plan that I call the Omni Diet, which is what I came up with, is a way to bridge those extremes and try and bring together all of the benefits and leave behind anything that is hurting you. And I think of this, I agree with you about the word diet, and I don't like the word diet. I use the word diet only in the sense that it's the food you eat. But I think of the Omni Diet as the diet to end dieting. So because it's really more of a philosophy and a way of life than it is a diet. In fact, Women's World recently, they tagged it as, they did an article on my program, and they tagged it as the doctor's diet, which I thought was fascinating, because they featured Travis Stork from The Doctors, which I'm going to be on next week, and Dr. Oz and Dr. Weil, and they're saying that they all eat this way, the 70-30. It's semi-vegetarian. So they all have their own little things, that ways that they tweak it, but it's that same philosophy.
In my my free e-newsletter this last week, I talked about vegetarianism, and I said, you know, you have to be really careful and this and that. But I thought the main benefit was that you put a lot of plants in, not that you necessarily took the meat out. And,
right.
And then, of course, meat comes in all varieties of good, bad, and different. And I think you could also call it the real food diet, because most of what you take out is manufactured crap.
Absolutely.
That isn't really food in my book.
Right.
And when we come back, I promise we would talk about cancer. I want to pick up on that because people think that is one of those genetic things you're condemned to, whatever you've got, you inherited it and there's nothing you can do. We want to make sure they know that isn't true. And why are there three two-week phases? What are they like? So lots more to come, so please don't go away. We're going to find out about why people are so confused about grains, and I just have more questions, and we'll probably get to today, but we'll give it a go. So stay with us. We're talking about the Omni Diet with Hannah Amon.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTY. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing, but also a little sad to see stars that no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. No one told them that they can look younger, naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or call 1-855-AVAZIA, 1-855-282-9942.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Hannah Amon's book is The Omni Diet, the revolutionary 70% plant, 30% protein program to lose weight, reverse disease, inflammation, and change your life forever. She and her husband, Daniel Amon, M.D., have locations of their clinics on the West Coast, Washington, New York, Atlanta. I think we need one here in Dallas. We'll talk about that later. And we were talking about the reversing of disease being probably more fundamental than the losing weight, which is a nice side effect. But the disease that scares people the most is cancer, and I think people don't understand the relevance of diet to cancer. In fact, I have been in waiting rooms at oncology clinics where there were bowls of candy sitting out. So I don't think they're hearing from their doctor that these sugars and foods that turn into sugar quickly are a part of the problem. Would you give a minute to addressing that?
Oh, absolutely. And I went into my previous endocrinologist a while back, and he had a bowl of cookies and little those small candy bars out. And I'm like, you're an endocrinologist. I don't understand. But sugar feeds cancer. So cancer cells are 8 times more metabolically active than regular cells, regular healthy cells. They need 2 things to really thrive. They need instant energy, which sugar provides, and they need a lack of oxygen. So all you think about the standard American society, the way that we're living, we're pumping ourselves with the standard American diet, which is awful, and filled with sugar, salt, and processed fat, and we are sitting still.
Yeah, which and, limits the oxygen.
Right, limits the oxygen. So we are just creating this perfect environment. Now, of course, your genetics might load the gun. People always say, yeah, but my mom and my grandmother had it. They did a study, and I'll just really quickly mention this, on breast cancer, the BRCA1, BRCA2 genes, and for people who don't know what that is, women who know what that is are terrified of it, because for a while, anyone who, they were getting tested, and women who had that BRCA1, BRCA2, you saw these women getting mastectomies who didn't have cancer, because they were so scared. What that meant was, if you had that gene, you had such a high risk of getting cancer, breast cancer, they were just getting mastectomies to prevent it, as a preventative measure. And they did this study not long ago. It was the first study ever done on how food can prevent, whether it can prevent cancer or not. And in this study, they actually took 2 groups, and they fed one group, they eliminated all sugar. The only real dramatic difference was they increased dramatically their vegetables and eliminated sugar and gave them high quality food. The other group, they let them eat normal. They actually decreased the risk of cancer by 78%. It was the first time ever shown, even though they had the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene. So
Right.
And so that was when they started changing their thought on, okay, let's not just do mastectomies. And when people go into those alternative medicine facilities when they have cancer, people who decide not to get, traditional radiation, chemo, or surgery, we used to, in the hospital, unfortunately, call it cut, burn, and poison. But
that's what I call it.
Right. And you sometimes have to do it. I understand. I've been there. But when people go into those alternative facilities, and people come out and they say, oh, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. I'm healed. And when you really think about it from a scientific perspective, it's not a miracle. The first thing they do is eliminate all sugar, and they start pumping you full of green drinks and vegetables. So they're alkalizing your system, and they're giving you all the things that you haven't been getting for all this time.
Well, yeah, the miracle was the way we were designed, and we've just stopped interfering with it and give it what
right.
it needs to work with, and then it looks like a miracle that comes out the other end.
Your body is, your brain is a chemistry lab. Your kitchen is a pharmacy. You get to decide whether you're putting toxic drugs in that kitchen or life-saving drugs.
Grains are one of the things that were in the foundation, literally, of the food pyramid, and we were encouraged to eat all of these grains, and there's still a lingering feeling that, yes, we must be eating lots of grains, and hopefully whole grains rather than the refined grains, but even so, people seem to do better when they get off of all of these grains. Help us understand what is a grain, because much as I would like to make corn into a vegetable instead of a grain because I like it so much, what are the grains? What are the problems associated with them? And if you cut those out, then what do you do about fiber?
Yeah, unfortunately, our food industry has changed our food supply so much. Corn used to be more of a vegetable, but now it's a grain completely, and it's mostly genetically modified. But all of these grains that we are eating, especially the ones that contain gluten, are they're causing so many problems. Most people didn't even know the word gluten 50 years ago. And the word gluten means glue, and now you can't talk to anyone who doesn't know someone intimately who's affected by gluten. And it's becoming this huge problem, and one of the reasons is because we have 40% more gluten in our wheat supply than we did 50 years ago. So they're adding gluten, they're hybridizing the wheat, and we are getting more and more wheat in our supply, or more and more gluten in our wheat supply, and it's causing all of these problems for people, because gluten is not digestible, easily at all, and so it's causing digestive issues and autoimmune disorders and all kinds of stuff, which I go into detail about in the book. But other grains can cause problems too, because they have other proteins that are not easily digestible to people, called lectins. Again, I talk a lot about that in the book. And whenever you have a protein that's not readily digestible in your digestive tract, it causes something called leaky gut. So you're now getting things coming out of your gut that should be staying in your gut, and when these foods that are not being digested properly are allowed to get out and circulate. I'm way oversimplifying this. I explain it better in the book, but for sake of time.
Well, we have talked about this on the show, and it's a double-edged sword, because you're also not absorbing the things that you need.
Right.
So
right. And now your body's recognizing these foreign proteins floating around as foreign invaders rather than as nutrition, and it starts attacking them, and you start getting things like autoimmune disorders.
In the 1 minute we have before the break, what about the fiber? If you cut out the grains, fine. Oh, yeah, I actually feel better. But then where do you get the fiber?
Well, first of all, you know, quinoa is not a grain. It's a seed. So I have people replace a lot of things with quinoa, although I want them to still eat it like a condiment. So when you eat your grains, eat them like a condiment, make them gluten-free. Pick up on things. In my program, you're eating a lot of vegetables, okay? And then I want them having things like smoothies, and they can add a little extra fiber to their smoothies. So there's plenty of fiber on this program. So I like the idea of adding some fiber to smoothies in the morning, because it really stabilizes your blood sugar and fills you up.
Well, and I know your smoothie is not the same kind of thing you're going to get at one of these juicy places on the corner. It's not going to be
It's not a sugar bomb. No,
yeah,
it's not a sugar
bomb,
and it's going to sustain you for a long time, several hours.
All right, we're going to take another break. When I come back, I want to ask about the difference between hunger and cravings, because I think that's the trip point for a lot of people. They think that they're hungry, and they have this primal need to go get a cookie or a chip or some popcorn, Bill. It's not the same. We'll be right back.
Many factors contribute to how fast we age, including our genes, hormone levels, diet and exercise patterns, as well as alcohol and tobacco use. One other very important factor is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is abundant at birth, but it fades as we age. Hyaluronic acid is an important hydrating agent for tissue and is found in your joint synovial fluid, the eye's vitreous fluid, and your skin. It's an antioxidant that may also help protect the skin from the detrimental effects of excessive exposure to sunlight. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best is a highly bioavailable source of type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin sulfate, all of which are essential to maintain skin suppleness and elasticity. So if you're interested in starting a long-term skin health regimen, remember to ask for the best. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best. Because you deserve it.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
We're back to Straight Talk with our special guest, Count Dracula. Count, what's up with your dislike of garlic? Don't you know it's vital to overall health?
Darling, I worry about the bad breath.
Not with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. It's tasteless and odorless. It enhances your immune system and improves circulation. It's great for your heart, too.
Kyolic helps my heart? How?
Recent UCLA medical research demonstrates that Kyolic supports healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels, while also slowing plaque formation in the arteries.
I am centuries old, but I could always use a few more wonderful years.
The secret's out to living longer and healthier. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, KYOLIC.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Tana Amon's book, The Omni Diet, you ought to have it if you've got belly fat or a big waist, because those are, like, for women more than 35 inches, men more than 40 inches, those are big cardiovascular risk factors. And this book is a third recipe, so that's very handy, because for making a big change, you don't want to try to figure this out on your own until you kind of get some experience behind you. And speaking of experience, the book is based not just on genetics, the most recent of the genetic research, but on the experience of thousands of patients going through the Amon clinics. I said I wanted to tease out the difference between hunger and cravings. You have a section in here on getting over cravings, so let's start with just how do we tell the difference?
Well, the first thing people should know is their taste buds have been hijacked, and so have their hormones. They have been hijacked by food designers in the food industry it's very devious, actually, and I'm very surprised that they've gotten away with it as long as they have. But the food industry hires these food designers that literally their entire job is to come up with combinations, the right combinations of sugar, fat, and salt, and we're talking processed fat, not healthy fat. And they put these together in the right combinations, the perfect way, that work on the opiate centers in your brain. So they literally become just as addictive as cocaine or heroin. And so people are literally addicted to food. So their whole job is to make their food more addictive to you and taste better than their competitors. And it's very fascinating to read these books about these food designers. So I actually know one. He's a friend of mine, and I tell him he's a master chef. He's got penance to do. So.
Yeah, really.
So I'm trying to recruit him. But so anyways, it's a fascinating story. And so the first thing that you need to know, what this book is about helping to take back control of that hormonal balance. Because, you know, people will come back into my class a week later, and they're like, I don't understand. It's the first time in my life I don't have cravings. I'm not craving sugar. What did you do to me? And I laugh, and I'm like, I don't have fairy dust. I don't have a magic wand. The magic is happening inside your body by understanding how food affects your hormones. Now, I'm not going to lie. The first 3 days, you're going to experience cravings when we start pulling all this stuff away. So in the first phase, I always tell people, this is my jump the canyon phase. You can't cross a canyon in two small steps. No physician in the world would tell someone, you know, have a cheat day and every other, you know, just have in moderation. You can, you know, if you were a sex addict or an alcoholic or a drug addict, he's not going to say, well, have a little bit.
Yeah, really.
You know, so for the first 2 weeks, you jump the canyon. And I'm going to teach you which foods are going to rebalance those hormones. Because what's happening, hunger versus craving, when you eat certain foods, it triggers the wrong hormones. Okay, so you've got leptin, ghrelin, you have all these hormones. So ghrelin is a hormone that thwarts your satiety signal, that thwarts your brain telling you that you're full. Okay, so it makes you hungry. Leptin is a hormone that tells your brain, oh, okay, I've eaten, I'm full, I'm satisfied. And you've got all these hormones that are like a beautiful symphony when they're in balance. But they create the worst noise ever when they're not. So when you eat the right combination of healthy, high-quality protein and healthy fat and a lot of vegetables, you start triggering this cascade of hormones that send the signal to your brain that you're full and you're satisfied. When you eat sugar, and carbohydrates that quickly turn to sugar, think pasta, rice, potatoes, you know, oatmeal, those types of foods, they quickly, even wheat bread, they quickly turn to sugar. And what happens is you are then triggering the opposite hormones. So now you're triggering insulin and you're triggering, you know, some ghrelin, all these other hormones that are sending the signal to your brain that you're not satisfied. So even though your belt is getting tight, you still feel this sweet tooth. You still feel the desire to keep eating. Now, it gets more complicated than that, and I talk more about it in my book because there's also neurotransmitters involved.
Well,
so
yeah,
food affects your mood.
And there is so many people have yeast overgrowth. The yeast are sending out a lunch order because
right.
they want more of that stuff. Just quickly, we don't have much time left, but in a few seconds, the gorilla withdrawal, when they changed the gorilla's diet.
Oh, I love that story, yes. So there's a story of two gorillas at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. And what most people don't know, gorillas in zoos are typically fed nutritional cookies, which is not normal for gorillas, but it's done to standardize their diet and make sure they get all of their vitamins and nutrients and things like that. But it was making gorillas sick, and this is worldwide. Worldwide, these gorillas are fed cookies. And number one cause of death for gorillas in zoos is heart disease. That does not exist for gorillas in the wild. Wild gorillas die of acute diseases, or they're poached. They don't die of heart disease or diabetes at all. And also, gorillas in zoos exhibit these really odd behaviors, neurotic behaviors, of pulling out their hair and eating it and regurgitating their food up to 4 times an hour and re-eating it and throwing it at people. And it's very strange. So at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, the zoologist decided, okay, we're going to switch them back to their natural diet and see what happens. And it's a hard thing to do because it's very expensive. Ah.
Yeah, we're close to finish that
okay.
thought, and then we'll, hang on, and I'll come back to you after the break.
Okay. So when they changed their diet, the gorillas lost 65 pounds each, stopped their neurotic behaviors, and reversed their heart disease. And the new diet was double the calories.
But they had withdrawal symptoms. They were grouchy for the first week.
They were.
Yeah, stay tuned. I want to hit one last thing, which is breakfast. I have a couple of announcements to make, but if you'll hang in there with me on that, we'll try to spend a little bit more time on the hardest meal of the day for people. If they start it out with pancakes, it's downhill the rest of the day. So we'll talk about the section you have on alternatives. Stay with us.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amount of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. Ohira's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. Ohira's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference.
Dr. Ohira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want smoother, younger-looking skin, hair with more body, and stronger nails? Then add NeoCell Super Collagen to your daily routine. Collagen is the body's key structural protein and is critical to the elasticity and strength of your skin. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing daily with collagen may reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness and moisture of your skin, thicken your hair, and strengthen your nails. NeoCell Super Collagen provides 100% pure collagen of the exact type needed by hair, skin, and nails. And NeoCell hydrolyzes its collagen for maximum absorption. Choose from powder, tablets, liquids, or soft chews to see and feel results within weeks. NeoCell is the number one collagen brand in the world and the industry authority on supplements that promote collagen health. NeoCell Super Collagen products will help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance and promote a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support that helps slow or reverse the signs of aging. Visit NeoCell.com for more information and to find a store near you. Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I was supposed to spend this segment talking about something called hypothalamic, it's a long word. And what it's for is a brain tumor lesion on the hypothalamus, and it affects all of these supposedly automatic things like hunger, thirst, our reactions to temperature and passion and so on. And there's a boy in Gainesville, Texas, who has this, and an association is formed around him. They have an event coming up next week, May 18th in Gainesville, Texas. If you go to mudwithlandon.com, you can get all of the details. I'll try to work in something on that next week as well. Before we just totally have to give up on this hour, Tana Amon, what in your Omni diet do you suggest for breakfast? Could you give us just a couple of clues? Because once you start those blood sugar swings, I mean, and never mind all of those hormones and the other problems we talk about, you're likely to we have a thing here in Texas, the home of Dr. Pepper, the clock said 10, 2, and 4. That was, you had your donut for breakfast, you had a Dr. Pepper at 10, you had something you shouldn't eat for lunch, and then another Dr. Pepper at 2 and 4, and that would get you to dinner. So anyway, what can people do for breakfast besides rethink it, that it doesn't have to be on the Denny's menu?
Well, the nice thing is I actually have all the recipes with the meal planner in the book. So for 6 weeks' worth of recipes and meal planner. But I cover the whole spectrum. Okay, so there are many people who like to cook and they want really great breakfast, and there are people like me who are really busy and we're on the go. So I have all both of those types of recipes and tips for making it work. In our house, we have smoothies every morning for breakfast. I call them my go-to fast food, and I love them because I can control, they're the perfect balance. So I do 2 cups of mixed types of greens like kale, chard, spinach. I promise you, you can't taste them. They taste really good in a smoothie. It's a good way to hide them. About 1/2 cup of berries, so not a lot of fruit. I use like 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons of flax seeds, a little bit of coconut butter or maybe a little almond butter, so you're getting your healthy fat in there. And then you can play. You can play with it. You can put in some superfoods and some coconut water, a little bit of coconut water, not too much, but put a lot of water in there because you want to start your day hydrating yourself.
We are about out of town. I just recommend the book greatly. It must be right because I agree with it. I was in a really big hurry this morning. My breakfast was a couple of cups of mixed green vegetable juice with 2 tablespoons of soaked chia seeds in it, and I didn't have time to make it fancier than that. But
yeah, it's great.
I'm not hungry, so yeah, you have to rethink it entirely.
Yeah, it's been some quinoa and throw some protein in there and some nuts.
It's been a great pleasure. Sure enjoyed having you with us, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Did you know that dozens of common health complaints are due to yeasts? Of course, there are toenail fungus, but the list also includes aggravations like sinus congestion, skin rashes, and sugar cravings. Overgrowth of yeast can also lead to blue moods, brain fog, joint stiffness, food sensitivities, PMS, digestive trouble, and more serious problems. Yeasts often get out of hand because of antibiotics, even those in foods, eating too many sweets, high stress, and even chlorine in the water. Is yeast a problem for you? Take the quiz under the digestion section on RadioMarty.com. Fortunately, there is natural help. First, stop feeding yeasts the sweets and starches they love and crowd them out with probiotics. Oregano oil helps kill yeast and it has many other benefits. HealthWorkSmart.com sells the purest and most potent oregano products and a great combination remedy called Yeast Manager. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or 877-673-2536.